Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that truly matter.
Love fights depression. It was fascinating to watch and beautiful. He was dissatisfied with the status of his career and relationships. And so he rebuffed all my efforts to help him, to encourage him, to advise him. And that's what depression does. It tempts us into closing the blinds, not having our bath, shutting down the world. It's more comfortable, it's easier to give in than to fight it. It annoyed me slightly, but I knew that all I had to do was be there. But then slowly, he began to fight. First, he forced himself back out into the world. He opened the blinds, he let the light in, and he walked out, literally and figuratively, into the open. Then he turned his attention from himself to other people. Have you eaten? Do you need me to do anything for you? Are you okay? Then he gave of himself, comforting someone whose heart had just been broken, and staying there until this beautiful soul, dealing with necessary pain, had found some reprieve from his tears. And then he woke up the next morning and got ready early to go to church to feed his soul and his spirit and his mind. He was fully present in the moment, listening, writing, absorbing, being, breathing out. And then on the ride back home from church, he began to speak about what he had done. I decided I would not allow the depression get to me. This is drama, I said to myself. Then he began to speak about his plan of action, what he would do to turn himself around, how he would march forward, what he had decided to do. This thing, you know, called depression, it's an insidious bastard. But it is also just a bully. And like every bully, it runs away from those who stand up to it. It is how you stand up to it that makes the difference. Accept it, feel it, step into the light, seek help, focus on the future, fight for your joy. But I promise you, if you fight for your joy and you fight that depression, it will flee.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Uday.